Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Good old business back. That's John Mellencamp, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We have a great visit with our good friend Ellen Rohr. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ellen is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now more than coming up on 4 years. She'll soon be a member of our Brain Trust for 4 years. I don't know what we did without her the 13 years before that. She's the author of Bare Bones Biz Plans. Also, Where Did the Money Go? And that's what we're talking about right now, folks, is some things that you need to get squared away by the end of the year. You know, Ellen, you were talking in the previous segment. By the way, thanks again for staying with us and for all that you do for small business.
Aw, love you, and I love it. I love being on the show.
Well, we love having you here. And you were talking about the financial statements, the operating statement, the cash flow. You know, there's so many people out there, we need to say, okay, guys, first, get a financial statement.
Yeah.
They're not even making financial statements.
And so often they're wrong. You know,
they're so old, they're you know, your financial records, folks, are like produce. They have a shelf life, right?
Well, as you visit with your Bean team, you can also make the commitment that, this is my standard, that we have financials every week. Mm. Now, a lot of people think once a month is good enough.
I'd be happy for most small businesses. I'd just be happy if they did it and they were accurate once a quarter.
Once a quarter would be a good start. Once a month is not unrealistic.
This comes to
my third bullet point today. So the first one was to take it easy. This is doable. Get your underwear out of a bunch. You know, take it easy, but make sure it gets done. Be a steady drip of good stewardship,
right,
and make sure that this gets done. So number two, get some help. Assemble your CPA, your bookkeeper, and say, okay, no more mystery. I'm going to learn this. I'm going to sit side by side with you, and we're going to go line by line down the financial statements. And then the third point is to streamline your systems. So what I recommend is that we write down the few systems that are required to keep your financials current. There's not that much activity. There's entering customer invoices, applying the payment, and paying the bills. That's three. Three systems you can
say those again slower.
Okay,
wait. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead, Rob.
Okay, all right. Okay, so streamline your system. So write the procedures for how you enter stuff, right? So there's not that many transactions. On the money inside, there's customer invoices, applying the payment, and making the deposit. Those three procedures, you can copy and paste the help screen from QuickBooks. Mm-hmm. Now you have a procedure. Now you could do it if your bookkeeper leaves, so you're never held hostage. I can't tell you how many stories I know of people who are afraid to fire their bookkeeper, even though they think they might be ripping them off because they don't know how to do the stuff that they're doing.
Yeah. That's called being held hostage.
And the hostage crisis, it's not that hard to do these things. And once you sit side by side and you make them show you, you will think, like I did once upon a time, I had this revelation when I sat down with my CPA, teary-eyed, shaken, afraid I couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, I was making a big deal over this?
Mm-hmm.
That's all you
well,
do?
Well, it is because there's a difference in accounting and creating financial records you can work with. I mean,
right.
The accounting is a discipline that you hire somebody to do, and you don't have to be an accountant to be a business owner.
You don't, but
you
do
have to
understand it.
You have to have an accounting you have to have accounting resources that can produce reports that you can manage by.
That you understand. And see, this is what this shoulder-to-shoulder thing is all about. It's breaking down that the accountant does this, and I have no idea what they're doing. The bookkeeper does this, and I'm so glad that thieving, lying person doesn't leave me, because I'd be stuck without him or her. So if you sit them all down and you start to demystify the process, good accounting happens when there's accurate bookkeeping, meaning the data entry.
Well, and here's how it hits the road, Ellen, if on your balance sheet, on your operating statement, you probably got inventory. Well, if your inventory is not clean and on your balance sheet, if your inventory is not clean, then you've got a corrupted balance sheet. If your receivables on your balance sheet, if you got a bunch of receivables you're never going to collect, then you know you're not doing yourself any favors leaving them on there. And but my point is the people doing the accounting wouldn't necessarily know what the inventory in the back looks like.
Ding, ding, ding. Exactly. They're just, it's like garbage in, garbage out. Your job is to make sure that the information is right, because if there is a mistake and if you get audited, you're on the hook. You're the owner. It's your money. It's your stewardship.
Right.
So don't stress yourself into inaction. Take it easy. Take a few breaths and just say, this is the year. This is the moment that I'm going to learn how to read these reports and verify them and make sure that they're rocking right. So on the money side, it's easy. We enter invoices. We apply the payment. We make the deposit. On the money outside, you enter bills, pay bills, enter credit card charges, pay the credit card statement, and then you do payroll. That is 90% of all bookkeeping I just described there. There's only, what was that, 7-8 procedures. So get those procedures written bit by bit, and I would give yourself, you know, the holidays are here, and then the year ends, of course, for most of us, December 31st. Take through January to do everything that I'm suggesting.
And
with your Bean Team weekly.
As the CEO of your business, my friends, you have to do this. Now, if you're serious about your business, if you consider yourself to be a small business owner that's planning on continue to make their living out of this business, if you want to be recognized, you want to be observed and regarded as a successful business person, you can't do it without what Ella's talking about.
Oh, that's true.
Otherwise, I got to say something, folks. Otherwise, you're driving down the wrong way of a one-way road in the middle of the night in a fog with no lights on. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.